Mike Tirico here with some of the 2024 Team USA athletes. What's your message for the team of tomorrow?
To young athletes, never forget why you started doing it in the first place.
You have to pursue something that you're passionate about.
Win, lose, or draw, I'm always going to be the one having a smile on my face.
Finding joy in why you do it keeps you doing it.
Be authentic, be you, and have fun.
Joy is powering Team USA during the Olympic and Paralympic Games. Comcast is proud to be bringing that inspiration home for the team of tomorrow.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Now we have an occasional feature for the summer. We remember the significant events that occurred on the day that's in it. So today being July the 16th, we're looking at what happened on this day. Well, for instance, in the year 622, the Muslim era began as Muhammad started his flight from Mecca to Medina. In 1099, the Crusaders herded Jews in Jerusalem into a synagogue and set it ablaze. In 1439, kissing was banned in England to stop the Black Death from spreading. And in our own time, I suppose, on this day in 1944, at the age of just 14, George Junius Stinney Jr. became the youngest person executed in the United States in the 20th century.
In a dizzying rush to judgment, George Stinney's trial reportedly took just 3 hours. The all-white jury deliberated just 10 minutes before the judge sent him to the electric chair. His defense attorney called no witnesses and filed no appeal.
On the 16th of July 1945, the world's first atomic bomb was detonated near Alamogordo in New Mexico. U.S. President Harry Truman came to Europe for the Potsdam Conference to meet with Britain's Winston Churchill and the USSR's Joseph Stalin to discuss the fate of a defeated Germany.
We're here today to raise the flag of victory over the capital of our greatest adversary. Let's not forget that we are fighting for peace and for the welfare of mankind.
And in literature, on this day in 1951, The Catcher in the Rye was published. The book, written by J.D. Salinger, is considered to be one of the top 100 works of fiction of the 20th century. It was also the book that obsessed John Lennon's killer, Mark Chapman. On this day in 1955, Stirling Moss won the British Grand Prix, which was held at the horse racing track at Aintree near Liverpool. It was the first time that an Englishman had won his home Grand Prix.
Aintree is famous for the Grand National, but today, July the 16th, 1955, it's swapping four legs for four wheels as the first-time host venue of the British Grand Prix. 25-year-old Englishman Stirling Moss has secured pole position on the grid, ahead of his Argentine idol, Juan Fangio. Both Moss and Fangio drive for the World Championship-winning Mercedes-Benz team. After tearing his way through British motor racing's junior ranks to reach the lofty heights of Formula One, Moss is relishing the chance to battle the old master. The Mercedes pair turn today's Grand Prix into a private duel. Fangio speeds into an early lead before Moss overtakes him on lap three. 15 laps later, El Maestro overtakes the youngster again, only for Moss to once more motor past his mentor. And eventually, after 90 intense laps, Stirling Moss snatches victory by the narrowest of margins.
On the 16th of July 1969, Apollo 11 astronauts were sent into space on a Saturn V rocket launched from Cape Kennedy at 9:32 a.m., daring to hope to be the first men to land on the moon. The three-man crew consisted of Neil Armstrong, who was the commander, Edwin Buzz Aldrin, who was the lunar module pilot, and Michael Collins, the command module pilot. It's estimated more than a million people watched the launch at Cape Kennedy itself in Florida, and the rest is history.
20 seconds and counting. T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
Neil Armstrong reporting the roll and pitch program, which puts Apollo 11 on a proper heading.
And of course, they did make it to the moon. On this day in 1979, Saddam Hussein took over as president of Iraq, promptly arresting 68 so-called dissenters of his own Ba'ath party, many of whom were tried and executed later. On this day in 1983, 20 were killed in Britain's worst helicopter accident as a British Airways helicopter went down en route to the Scilly Isles. And still on aviation, on this day in 1987, British Caledonian and British Airways agreed to merger, which helped them compete on the world stage with the large US airlines. In 1990, Ukraine declared independence, but clearly Russia is still not happy with that particular state of affairs. On this day in 1995, Amazon.com sold its very first book. Its title was Fluid Concepts and Creative Analogies, Computer Models of the Fundamental Mechanisms of Thought, by Douglas Hofstadter.
John Kennedy, still missing. So are Carolyn Bessette, Lauren Bessette, his wife and sister-in-law. His plane, a single-engine plane, started off from northern New Jersey last night. We're coming up in 3.5 hours on 24 hours since wheels up from the Essex County Airport in New Jersey. The flight plan, one that's flown all of the time on the East Coast, right up Long Island Sound, skirting the water, between the water and the land, and right up along the Massachusetts coast, clearing the tip of Long Island into Martha's Vineyard to drop off John F. Kennedy's sister-in-law, Lauren Bessette, and then over to Hyannisport for the family wedding that is taking place this weekend, or was scheduled to. Rory, the youngest of all the children of RFK and Ethel Kennedy. 350 guests gathered. The entire affair was called off early this morning when it became apparent that something terrible had happened, or at least there was a very good chance of it.
So that was 25 years ago on the 16th of July, 1999. John F. Kennedy Jr., his wife Carolyn Bessette Kennedy and her sister Lauren Bessette died when the single-engine plane that Kennedy was piloting crashed into the Atlantic near Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts. On this day in 1999, Olympic champion Michelle De Bruyne was stripped of her Irish swimming records. The triple gold medal winner at the 1996 Olympic Games in Atlanta had been banned for 4 years by FINA in August of 1998 for tampering with a urine sample. On the 16th of July 2002, President George W. Bush created the Department of Homeland Security and color-coded warning system that identified different levels of threat. In 2007, an earthquake with a magnitude of 6.8 hit central Japan. 9 people were killed, hundreds of homes were damaged, and one of the world's largest nuclear power plants was damaged. The Kashiwazaki Kariwa power plant had a small electrical fire after the quake, as well as leaks of radioactive air and water into the environment. Nearly 100 barrels of nuclear waste also fell over because of the earthquake, and the incident prompted increased safety in power plants. Nonetheless, the Fukushima nuclear disaster still happened after an earthquake in 2011. On the 16th of July 2007, 3 masked men carrying sledgehammers and crowbars broke into the home of the Cheshire singer, former Atomic Kitten singer, Kerry Katona, and escaped with goods including the singer's BMW M5 sports car, 2 laptops, 2 gaming machines, and 2 televisions.
The case is against Dongfang Cheng, also known as Greg Cheng, a 73-year-old Chinese-born engineer who worked with various defense contractors in the U.S. Prosecutors claim that Cheng, during his tenure at Boeing and Rockwell International, used his position as an analyst to steal roughly 250,000 pages of sensitive material. According to the Washington Post, these documents contain materials about the U.S. space shuttle, the Delta IV rocket system, and the C-17 military troop transport aircraft. After accumulating these materials, Cheng is alleged to have sent these documents to contacts in China.
Some things never change. In 2009, Dongfang Cheng was found guilty of economic espionage. On the 16th of July 2013, Russia held its largest war games since Soviet times, and President Vladimir Putin was there to inspect it. The drills involved about 160,000 people. The exercises were held in the east of the country and were meant to increase preparedness in the Russian military.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Mike Tirico here with some of the 2024 Team USA athletes. What's your message for the team of tomorrow?
to young athletes, never forget why you started doing it in the first place.
You have to pursue something that you're passionate about.
Win, lose, or draw, I'm always going to be the one having a smile on my face.
Finding joy in why you do it keeps you doing it.
Be authentic, be you, and have fun.
Joy is powering Team USA during the Olympic and Paralympic Games. Comcast is proud to be bringing that inspiration home for the team of tomorrow.